This is Deanna Spingola. It is Sunday, September 22nd, 2013, and this is one of my specials. We have no commercials, no censorship, no calls, and no music. It is just education and information. It is bare bones broadcasting. I do not have a guest today, but wish to talk about a very dear person, a regular listener to my radio programs on RBN. He frequently calls into the program and was a guest on my RBN program on June 18, 2013. His name is Werner Bock. That's W-E-R-N-E-R-B-O-C-K. And he raises cattle and engages in natural farming in New Brunswick in Canada. The policies of Agenda 21 mandates that much of the land now in production must be allowed to go back to the wild. The government, in collaboration, whether you're talking about Canada or the United States, the government, in collaboration with multinational corporations, would rather poison the land with Monsanto chemicals, kill the farm animals, and salt the mines, much as the British did in the war against the Boers. These big multinational corporations wish to monopolize the food industry through factory farming, and of course this implies that they get rid of all of the independent ranchers and farmers. Local officials targeted Werner Bock several years ago after he had purchased unproductive land, and through hard work and a great deal of effort, he resurrected the land and made the soil fertile and fruitful. Now, Werner Bock has videos up on YouTube, and if you just Google Werner Bock's electronic attack / cattle mutilation ordeal, and there's four parts. I will, of course, have these linked on the schedule page. He has been arrested previously, but now there's a new situation. On Friday, Hans Krompe called me to tell me that local officials had arrested Werner because he would not submit to a psychological evaluation ordered by the court. On Saturday, I received an email from a friend of Werner's who said the following. Dear Deanna, my name is Jane Smith, and I'm a friend of Werner Bock. I live in Vancouver, and Werner and I have never met in person, but we are talking on the phone frequently. When I could not reach him in the last 3 days, I checked the hospitals in the area and then called the RCMP in Petit Kodiak, New Brunswick, where he lives. I was told that they will call me back, and after a while, late last night, three RCMP, that's Royal Canadian Mounted Police, three RCMP officers had me on speakerphone and were making jokes and laughing and telling me that Werner is in a safe place now where he gets the treatment he needs. This happened after his court judgment on Thursday. I have not been in touch with him. My telephone gets cut off. Maybe he tried to reach me. I don't know where he is, and I don't know what the sentence he received. The RCMP told me that he is mutilating his cows and blaming it on aliens. How can I find out where he is? What can I do to get in touch with him? Is there a way I can find out the sentence he got? They are going to take the cows and the farm away from him, and maybe he will be harmed wherever he is by psych drugs. Can you help me? Well, I responded back, and I asked her a few questions about the situation, and she responded again. Hi, Deanna. I found an article on the CBC New Brunswick News, and here's the link. She sent me the link, which I will also post on the radio schedule page. She goes on. She says, I call first the Moncton Police at 1-888-506-7267, and then the Petit Kodiak Police at 506 857-2400. The pet at Kodiak Police called me back and told me that he is in a safe place. They were laughing. You know, Werner gets a little emotional and can get carried away. And maybe he does need a lawyer now to pull him out of this. I am in Vancouver. I am German, 20 years here, so I don't quite know my way around as well as Canadian. The targeting has increased drastically, and I had to leave the place for some time. I guess they don't want me to help Werner. Thank you so much for your concern. I told the police that I know him to be a kind man and that he never said that aliens did this to his cows. So on Monday, it is his birthday. I don't think this is a coincidence. He will be back in court. Hopefully, we can find a way to get him out. So I guess this is my appeal, as well as Werner's friend's appeal, to figure out how we're going to help him. Now, back in June, on June 12th of 2012, the Huffington Post placed an article, and they entitled the article, "Werner Bock Blames Death Rays Aliens for Cows' Deaths, Faces Charges in Canada." And this was, as I say, it was in the Huffington Post. And just this recent episode in the news, it's entitled, and it was just posted. Let's see, where is it? Where do I have that posted? It is posted at, hang on just a moment here. CBC, New Brunswick newspaper, posted an article, and talks about the recent arrest. And let me just go through this article briefly with you. And this was posted on the 19th, I believe, on the 20th. And it says, a Moncton area cattle farmer who claims lasers and heat rays killed his cows has been sent for a psychiatric assessment. Werner Bock is facing two counts of failing to provide proper food and water to his animals during the spring of 2011. Provincial Court Judge Troy Sweet was expected to render a decision in the case on Thursday. Instead, the judge said he wanted Bock to see a psychiatrist first. Bock, who contends the case against him to be a conspiracy by the government, the local veterinarians, the RCMP, and the CBC, refused. He said a psychiatrist had previously found him to be suffering from paranoia, and he doesn't trust them. The judge repeatedly explained he felt it would be in Bock's best interest and that he didn't have a choice in the matter. If Bock wouldn't go willingly, he said he would have him arrested, which they did. Sheriff's deputies led him away in handcuffs. This is just absolutely amazing. And as his friend said, he is scheduled to return to court on Monday. I'm not sure what we need to do here, but I think the best thing that we can do is let people know what is happening to Werner Bock. And I hope that you will look at the videos that he has done. He's done 4 videos. I will put the links on the radio schedule page. And look at what he has said. Werner said, "This is among the strangest killings yet. The RCMP were not called because they either ignore the contact or say to quit bothering them about the 11 incidences of arson on his farm. When they do come, they ignore the obvious crimes and threaten to shoot the dog. Worse yet, one French GRC officer asked a hard-working immigrant farmer why doesn't he just move, as they stood and watched the local fire department put out another incident of arson." I mean, they've tried to burn him out. They've done everything that they possibly can to seize his land. And I think this needs to definitely be spread about. We need to tell people what is going on in Canada. There, he's got all these pictures, and I will post all the links. And I mean, this is just terrible what they have done to his animals. They have killed at least 250 animals in the last 10 years. Okay, and these are his beef cattle. He cares for them, and this is a kind-hearted man that respects animals, respects nature, respects the land, and is doing the best that he possibly can, and yet they have targeted him for years. So please read the information that I will be posting. Talk to your friends. If you know any lawyers up in that area, if you have any suggestions, we just need your help for this good man, Werner Bock. So I hope that you will respond. If you have suggestions, please email me at comment@spingola.com or Deanna@spingola.com. And please help Werner. Thanks. Bye-bye.